It's December. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
I'd like to see that hair sparrow again that just showed the one time.
But look at all those scrub jays. There must be 10 or 12 scrub jays.
Bright blue with sort of a gray mantle and then light underneath.
And they've got sort of a little russet patch on the back. It's kind of a bright russet red. We're watching a bird feeder at the Red Rocks Trading Post, located at the famous Red Rocks Amphitheater near Morrison. Every winter, rare birds are reported here. And just this past week, birders have seen a curved-bill thrasher and a white-throated sparrow.
We're here today with Mike Henwood from Denver Audubon and Colorado field ornithologists. Mike's been visiting the feeder here for several years and sort of keeping track of the birds here. Mike, tell us again about the golden-crowned sparrow, how long it's been here and how often you've seen it.
Well, last year there was a juvenile golden crown that stayed most of the winter. It probably arrived November and left about the 1st of May. And we wonder, there's no way of actually knowing if this isn't the same bird and that it came back.
This is fabulous. We're seeing maybe 100 individuals representing a dozen species right below the porch here. But Mike, if we came back here in summer, what are some of the things we might see at Red Rocks Amphitheater?
Well, the cliffs give you a lot of cliff nesting birds. We have both peregrine and prairie falcons that nest in the cliffs. And then you get some of the birds that nest along the foothills. Lazuli bunning, black-headed grosbeak.
Where's the curved-bill thrasher?
Curved-bill thrasher is right below the feeder, about 10 feet this way.
Yeah, it's a really big bird. Big bird with a bright orange eye and a long down-curved bill, and it's scruffing along on the ground there, picking up pieces of sunflower seed. This is a bird that nests in the desert southwest. We expect to find it in New Mexico, and just recently they've started to move up into Colorado. And, you know, people come to Red Rocks, they feel like they've suddenly arrived in Utah or the desert southwest. It feels exotic. These Red Rock cliffs and these flatiron-type cliffs here along the Front Range sort of serve as a migration corridor, allowing some of these southwestern species to move up. And we've seen southwestern birds like ash-throated flycatcher and juniper titmouse and this curved-billed thrasher in this area. And it's just like coming to an exotic oasis here in eastern Colorado.
If you want to find out what rarities are hanging around, check CoBirds online. That's the site where interesting Colorado birds like these are reported.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County,